In a few places in the South, they still stage rattlesnake roundups. People can gawk with fascination at piles of slithering snakes. The animals for these festivals are provided by hunters whose method of capture has become controversial, and that's where NPR's John Burnett in Texas picks up our story.
There are things that happen in Texas that you just can't make up, such as Diamondback Day at the state capitol in Austin. A dozen of the coiled pit vipers rattled menacingly in an outdoor rotunda where cheerful handlers let visitors pet them.
First time experience with a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I don't know where to hold it.
Just put your hand underneath his body.
It's all in good fun. The JCs in the West Texas town of Sweetwater bring the snakes down here every year as a PR gimmick to promote their annual rattlesnake roundup. This year, there's special urgency. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is considering banning the most popular method for catching rattlesnakes, spray gasoline into their winter dens, and the fumes flush them out.
It's very important for us because it's the method we use primarily to catch volumes of snakes. And Sweetwater's got the world's largest rattlesnake roundup, and we average 4,000 to 5,000 pounds of snakes per year. Without gassing, we wouldn't have those numbers.
Dennis Cumbie is a longtime JC official at the Sweetwater Roundup. It's held for 3 days every March. Hunters sell rattlesnakes by the pound to the Roundup. They're displayed, milked for venom used in medicine, then slaughtered for their skin and their meat. Fried rattlesnake tastes like chewy chicken with lots of bones.
You know, we don't exploit the snakes. We respect the snakes.
A growing chorus of biologists and animal rights people want the practice stopped. They say pumping petrochemicals into cracks and crevices, even in small doses, is bad for other wildlife. They compare it to fishing with dynamite. Rob Green's family owns a big ranch west of Fort Worth. As a kid, he says he used to hunt rattlers with gasoline, but now he doesn't allow it on his land.
When you squirt gas in there, you'd see all kinds of stuff come out. You'd see rats and rabbits and armadillos and box turtles. But those animals that can't get away from the fumes, there may have been stuff down there that was just asphyxiated before they could get out.
We've been having roundups for nearly 60 years now.
Again, Dennis Cumbie of the Sweetwater JCs.
Some of the same dens have been gassed for 25 to 30 years with no harm to anything. They've not done any scientific research whatsoever.
Actually, there has been scientific research, though it wasn't conducted in Texas snake dens. John Davis, a biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife, describes the results of a laboratory study where cave-dwelling bugs were subjected to gas fumes.
When one exposes rattlesnakes to gasoline vapors, all of the invertebrates exposed to that same level of vapor exposure were killed.
The State Wildlife Agency is going slow as it considers how to regulate snake hunting because the roundup is so important to Sweetwater. From the rattlesnake parade to the crowning of Miss Snake Charmer, it attracts 25,000 people annually and raises some $8 million. Banning gassing may not mean the end of rattlesnake roundups, but it would mean fewer snakes.
My name is Howard Ellett. I live in Burnett County, Texas, and I've been catching rattlesnakes for about 25 years now.
As one of the state's champion snake wranglers, Ellett knows how easy it is to use unleaded gas and how time-consuming it is to catch diamondbacks the old way, wait until they leave their dens.
You go snake hunting 7 days in a row, one of those days, the snakes are going to be out. It's hard to figure out which day that's going to be. It's kind of like trying to figure out which is the best day to go fishing.
Currently, 29 states ban the gassing of snake burrows. Texas is the big holdout, but it may not be much longer. Earlier this year, the Snake Harvest Working Group, appointed by Parks and Wildlife, released its recommendations. A majority agreed that gasoline fumes do pose potential threats to other species and that a statewide ban on gassing may be the answer. The full state commission is supposed to take action on the gassing of western diamondbacks when it meets in Austin later this month. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.